Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Swipe Up, episode 235, the podcast where I share my unfiltered thoughts on the latest news and entertainment updates. I'm your host, Ray Taylor. And on every Thursday, I'll be bringing you my fresh perspective on a variety of topics. In this episode, I am talking about North Dakota Senate rejects free school lunches, then votes to increase its own meal budgets. I'm also talking about the story that is about 18,000 cattle are killed in a fire at a dairy farm in Texas. And the third story is all about Harry Potter. A Harry Potter TV series is coming to Max, which is formerly HBO Max, with J.K. Rowling herself as the executive producer of the show. And this is going to be my thoughts on those stories. So buckle up and let's get into it. With the first story, North Dakota Senate rejects free school lunches, then votes to increase its own meal budget. North Dakota senators rejected a bill to provide universal free school lunches to students from low-income families at 200% of the federal poverty level. Instead, so not even at the poverty level, 200% of the poverty level. Instead, the same legislature increased meal budgets for state employees, including themselves, through Senate Bill 2124, which passed by a 26-21 vote. The bill would increase meal budgets from $7 to $9 in the morning, $10 to $14 in the afternoon, and $17 to $22 in the evening, costing $1 million over 2 years to the taxpayers. The rejected bill would have covered the cost of free lunches for 2 years until June 30th of 2025 at a cost of $6 million, but failed by a 23-24 vote. The rejected bill would have provided free lunches to students from low-income families at 200% of the federal income poverty level, or $49,720 for a family of three, which is not a whole lot of money for a family of three to be surviving on. During the March 27th vote, some senators claim that hunger is not the problem of the school district or the state of North Dakota, but rather the result of neglecting parenting. Fucking disgusting. North Dakota residents are also losing out. Like, I so hate this constant argument that people who are struggling financially are lazy. I am so tired of that criticism. Meanwhile, you have billionaires who come from money, ask for and receive handouts constantly. You have corporations who fail, who rig systems in order for them to maximize short-term profits that always fail, end up getting bailed out by the government. These people, the people that the conservatives support and benefit, the billionaires and the massive corporations, those are the people that constantly ask for handouts. Look at Trump, the poster child for the conservative party. Somebody who always, constantly is begging his followers to pay for his legal bills. I'm just so tired of this idea that people who are poor because they're lazy. It is absurd. It is absolutely absurd. Meanwhile, you look at the states that require the most federal funding, that accept the most federal funding, the states that request handouts on a regular basis are all red states, right? These are states run by conservatives that are so against individuals getting any kind of financial support, yet are constantly left and right begging the federal government for handouts. The whole pick yourself up by your bootstraps thing, meanwhile, all these supposed self-made billionaires all came from money. None of them have ever had to pick themselves up by the bootstraps. Most of their companies were funded by the government or subsidized by the government. It is like just the, it is the most offensive way to not help people in need is to blame those people who are in need for being lazy, to be put in a situation where being poor in this country costs more. You're penalized financially for being poor in this country, where you are rewarded if you're wealthy and lose all of your money. If you're wealthy and completely destroy a corporation, destroy the environment, you are rewarded with a bailout. It's just insane. North Dakota residents are also losing out on the federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, which North Dakota turned down extra benefits for as of 2022. The increase in meal reimbursements for state employees was justified due to inflation. But parents trying to feed their kids are also dealing with inflation. Right? Government employees aren't told to work harder. Go get another job if you can't. And it's like, you're getting paid as an employee. I've never worked at a job that paid me to go get food. Right? That's what your paycheck is for. These are people that on top of their paychecks get additional money to pay for their food. It's absurd. It is absurd. And they pretend to care about children. They pretend to care about children in order to remove First Amendment rights from people, in order to remove any kind of privacy from people, in order to force people into living a way in which causes them more harm, more stress, and are more likely to lead them to an early death. They couldn't care less about children. It's just their go-to bullshit excuse for passing fascist laws. Some states across the country, such as California, Maine, Colorado, Minnesota, have introduced bills meant to fund their own universal school lunch. New York, Washington, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and North Carolina have also introduced bills for universal school lunch. A Data for Progress poll found that 74% of voters approve of universal school lunches. But as we know, conservative politicians aren't doing anything for the people. Conservative politicians are puppets for the wealthy and the corporations, as are so many Democrats as well. But everybody in the conservative party is 100% a puppet. They do not care nor work for the people. And yet they have propaganda networks that convince so many people that they do. When there's zero proof, they do nothing to help people. All they do is make laws to make ways of living illegal based on no evidence or truth, based on ignorance and hate and prejudice and homophobia, transphobia, racism. It is the thing that they've done for decades, for centuries. Conservatives have this follow the same playbook. Blame marginalized groups for your lot in life. Pass laws to demonize those marginalized groups instead of doing anything to actually help the working class. It's insanity. There is no consistent philosophy to how money is being spent in North Dakota legislature, according to the state's Democrat minority leader, Kathy Hogan. Obviously, as far as logic's concerned, there is none at all when it comes to conservatives anywhere. The gymnastics, the mental gymnastics involved for them to justify their actions is insane. It is insane. That's why they hate education. That's the way they want people dumb. That's why they're attacking education, because it's so much easier to convince stupid people that their stupid decisions are somehow going to benefit them in some way. The rejected free school lunch bill was modified to garner more Republican votes. I hate this. I hate the fact that there is this constant need to like change what is needed for people in order to potentially get more votes from a side that will never do anything to help people. Why compromise with a group that has no desire to ever agree to anything? Like, the fact that they do this here, the fact that they do this on any of the bills is insane, because you look at all the bills they tried to pass the first 2 years of Biden's presidency, and you look to see how Republicans voted on all of those bills. They voted no on every single bill, whether it was benefits for vets, whether it was from stopping corporations from price gouging, whether it was getting it so you can afford medication in this country. They vote no on every single bill that would have actually helped the people of this country. Republicans voted no on all of that. And then you have people like Biden. You have these quote-unquote centrists, which is bullshit. They're just right-wing people that have some social – they think of some social issues as they're kind of left-leaning. But they're still the puppets of corporations, right? These are the people that are signing off on this supposed TikTok ban, which is just Patriot Act 2.0. And this compromise that they're constantly doing. Like, they're compromising with people that have no desire – to help people. There's no compromise there. All they care about is what benefits them and what benefits their donors, which their donors are wealthy people and corporations. That's all they care about. All they care about is their bank account. That's it. Could not care less about children, could not care less about working class, could not care less about families. They don't even care about their own vote. They don't care about their voters. They don't care. They love that they trick them into believing their bullshit. So they tried to compromise to get more Republican votes and only covered students from low-income families, right? Okay, well, we're only going to cover the children that desperately need food. You know, that thing that's needed for survival, that thing that's needed for life, food, right? An element to exist, which we can effortlessly do. Like, we throw away and waste exponentially more food than is necessary to sustain all life on the planet. It is absurd how much food we waste in this country. And to think that we can't feed poor kids, and to blame that on the work ethic of their parents, is just absurd. Meanwhile, they don't even want the jobs that are available to pay them enough to survive. It's just like there's, at every step, they set up walls and they make it difficult. And then they shame you for not being able to jump through all their hoops. Why weren't you just born into a rich family? It's ridiculous. While an earlier version of the bill would have covered all students regardless of income. It should be. Yes, kids should have food. How radical. Why is that a radical statement that all kids should have access to food? Children. Sure. Yes. It's not like they're even getting a 5-star meal. They're not going to like a Michelin star restaurant to get this food. It's just like basic sustenance. People who work for the state shouldn't get money to buy meals at all. That should be eradicated. These adults that have jobs shouldn't be getting subsidized by the government in any kind of meal budget at all. But yeah, maybe we should feed hungry kids. Oh, it's such a radical statement. The expansion of free school lunches for public school students by the federal government during the pandemic ended in September 2021. I mean, for me, I grew up poor. I got free lunch tickets. I could get breakfast, right? That's how I ate. I didn't have, like, money to give me to go buy stuff. In fact, I sold my lunch tickets. We had, like, little tickets. You had to go. The poor kids had to go wait in line and get lunch tickets, right? You had to go to show all of the other kids that you were the poor one because you have these lunch tickets, right? And I remember selling them to get money. It's the only way I got money. And I had a eating disorder. Just didn't eat. And then ate at home. I'd binge eat. Very unhealthy. And to this day, I have issues with food. But it's like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they pretend to want to protect kids, but have no desire to feed kids. They don't care if kids starve. If there's a starving kid, well, then it's just somebody's lazy. It's so stupid, man. It's so stupid. There's zero like compassion on that side. Zero love and compassion. And these are people that are self-proclaimed like religious people, right? These are people that say that you have no morality unless you follow religion, right? Religion is what gives you morality. Yet so many of them have zero morality, zero heart, zero compassion for starving children. That is amazing. It is amazing how stupid these people are to embody such hypocrisy. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about attention all Ray Taylor Show fans. We're excited to announce we've just released a line of exclusive merchandise featuring original artwork inspired by the show. Our high quality shirts and biodegradable phone cases are a perfect way to show your support for the show and make a great gift for any fan. Plus, with each purchase, you'll be helping us continue to bring you great content. So don't wait, head on over to inspireddisorder.com now and check out the full collection. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll show your support by grabbing some Ray Taylor Show merchandise today. And now, let's get back to the show. Let's move on to the next story. About 18,000 cattle are killed in a fire at a dairy farm in Texas. An explosion and fire occurred at the South Fork Dairy Farm in Dimmitt, Texas on Monday. So by the time this comes out, a week from Monday. One employee was left critically injured and was airlifted to a hospital in Lubbock, Texas. About 18,000 cattle were lost in the fire, making it the largest mass death of cattle in a single fire in Texas history. Texas breaking records. Everything's bigger in Texas, including the body count for cattle. 18,000. One employee. You can tell how many employees there are per. I mean, this is the kind of business they run. There's somehow 18,000 cattle were packed into a place that died. Only one person injured. I'm happy for that one person, right? Not too happy about the fact that 18,000 cattle died. And when you find out why they died, it's not surprising considering it's in Texas. The cause of the explosion and fire is still under investigation by the state fire marshal. Cattle have died in mass in other circumstances, such as in 2016, when a blizzard killed over 35,000 dairy cows in Texas. The Texas Association of Dairymen expressed their condolences of those affected by the tragedy. I mean, I'm sure a lot of their sadness is based on lack of profits. They're just going to have an excuse to price gouge, right? So affected by the tragedy, and note that Castro County produces just under 5% of the state's milk. So not a huge 5%. The Animal Welfare Institute has been tracking barn fires since... I don't know if using the term barn is something that is accurate when 18,000 of something dies. I think there should be a bigger word than just barn. But 2013 reports that barn fires are often caused by electrical malfunctions, when things aren't regulated properly or done at a high standard. Something that Republicans love is deregulation. There shouldn't be any kind of quality standards when it comes to buildings or anything. And that's when this stuff happens, like that hotel in Florida that just fell down one day because there were no safety regulations involved. Somebody paid somebody off, right? Every business, every person wants deregulation. That's why all these trains are crashing, because the regulations have been cut. It's the thing that Trump did. Cut all kinds of regulations. It's just another one of those things where businesses complain that more regulations makes it hard for them to make money. Yet what happens every time there is a removal of regulations, you see water systems being poisoned. You see trains being derailed and towns being poisoned. You're seeing fires starting, not only in this cattle farm, but you're seeing that happen in California. When the electrical companies deregulated, you see fired like equipment just rotting away and causing the majority of these wildfires caused by faulty equipment that the electric companies refuse to replace or maintain because it's not worth it to them. And they're not being forced to do it by the government because all of the regulations have been cut. The idea that somehow a free market system is going to make companies take care of their shit is mind-blowing, because there's no proof. Every time they get any kind of deregulation, the worst things happen. The worst things happen. They don't care. There's no real competition. You think somebody's going to compete? If you removed all government regulations and companies could just do what they want to do, then Walmart, everything would be owned by like Amazon and Walmart, and no other small businesses. There would be no way to compete, because then if anybody even tried to compete with either of those companies, they would just be bought out or smothered in whatever method these companies are already doing to small businesses. Right? They'll just underprice them to where nobody can compete, and then you just get shut down. Or they sue you for some bullshit. There's like no, the myth, this kind of fairy tale idea of a free market system being the utopian system to make everything fair is insanity. It is insanity because there is zero proof, right? More deregulation, more catastrophic problems. Same thing with guns. Less the guns are regulated, the more people have guns, the more gun violence exists. It's not like rocket science. This is not like advanced brain surgery we're dealing with. Less than 1% of animal casualties in barn fires have been cattle. It's very rare that cattle are the animals. I'm sure it's a lot of birds. Especially seeing how those birds are all caged up and they're like covered in kindling. The episode appears to be the largest mass death of cattle in a single fire in the United States in at least two decades. The investigation and cleanup may take some time. They got to come up with the story to make it easier to sweep under the rug, right? The majority of Dimmitt and Castro County judge, of Dimmitt County and the Castro County judge could not be immediately reached for comment, obviously. You know, I'm sure if we looked into who funds their campaigns, I wouldn't be surprised if it's those businesses. You know, they get a substantial, and they're like, well, I can't say, I'm not going to pass any laws that would hurt them because they pay me, so I'm just no comment. I'm going to avoid commenting on this, right? Which they should comment if they actually cared about people and were on the side of people and not the corporations. They'd be like, this is tragic, this is horrible, I'm going to make sure this never happens again. I'm going to make sure we have the proper regulations on electrical systems so they don't become faulty and cause this tragic event to happen. But instead, they will probably find a way to divert government money, tax money, into bailing out this business in some way, right? Frank Brand, who is listed as the farmer's operator, could not be held. Yeah, of course, he's not going to comment either. Anybody who's in, who's response, they never take responsibility. It's all about who can we pass the buck to? Who can we blame on this one? They'll probably blame it on the one guy who survived. It's probably his fault, right? What were you doing? You clearly made a mistake. It's all on you, dude. You're the patsy. Community members in the agricultural region have band together to deliver lunch and dinner to the affected farmers. So that's nice, because I'm sure the corporation doesn't care about the farmers. The worker who was injured is still being treated in the hospital. Sid Miller, the Texas Agricultural Commissioner, expressed his gratitude that there were no further injuries. It's like, I'm just glad more people died, because that would just make it worse for us. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspire Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspire Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspiredisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. Let's move on to the last and final story. A Harry Potter TV series is coming to Max, which is formerly HBO Max, with J.K. Rowling as executive producer. First off, the brand name change from HBO Max to Max, because they are rolling in all of the Discovery Channel reality TV show garbage, is dumb. It's dumb. Just makes you think Cinemax, not HBO. Right. And their complaint is that the HBO brand is too good of a brand for people, and it will keep people from wanting to sign up because it's a brand that's associated with high quality. But anyway, this Harry Potter, because Hollywood and studios have no desire to actually pay people to create new content. They don't want to pay writers to write new stories. They don't want to pay people to license their original content. All they do nowadays is regurgitate, reboot, rebrand, repackage the same garbage. And it's not surprising considering how successful Harry Potter is. I happen to be a fan of the movies, never read the books, not a fan of J.K. Rowling at all. It is sad that she is the person that she is, and she holds the ignorant, prejudice, bigot views that she has. But, you know, it's not something I'm excited for as far as a TV series, just because I'd rather see original, right? Like Beef, amazing. Original, not based on anything. Breaking Bad, amazing, not based on anything, right? But then you have all these shows like, oh, they bring back a spinoff of Lord of the Rings. Oh, or Game of Thrones. They bring back they did the Lord of the Rings one too. Spinoff show of that. Like all these shows based on properties that is like, okay. So this TV series has been greenlit by Max, which plans to remake the books over a 10-year period. That is insane. I imagine there's 10 books, and each book is going to be a season. The project will feature new leads, obviously. I think they're all too old to be going to Hogwarts these days. I'd love to see them. We're going to get Rupert Grint and Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson to look like small children again to do the Sorcerer's Stone over a season. Not that any of those actors would want to work with J.K. Rowling again. Which is insane. A 10-year, this is like a massive bet on their part. And they have no foresight to think that maybe it's a bad decision, bad business decision, bad optics for this show to be partnering with a bigot in J.K. Rowling, right? There's like the fact that that's not, doesn't register as maybe an issue, that maybe people won't want to consume media that is, has these right-wing bigot views. It's just kind of a sign that bums me out, really, because there's a lot of stuff on HBO that I enjoy, and now that it's owned by this guy who doesn't seem to be tapped into reality in any kind of way, aside from reality TV, it's disturbing. The project will feature new leads and will include more details from the novel than obviously a TV show over 10 years obviously is going to have more details than the movies. J.K. Rowling, the author of the books, will be involved in the series as an executive producer, though she is not expected to have day-to-day control or contribute to the writing. The problem is this, that she's going to be making money off of this. And she's somebody that I think a lot of people don't want to make wealthier because she has such narrow-minded, ignorant views. So just the fact that she's attached in any way is... And she could have still... They could have done this show and not named her as an executive producer. She still would have gotten paid, and it probably would have looked better for the network if she wasn't directly involved in any way. But of course, she's an executive producer because she wants that money, right? Not that she's rich enough. She wants that money. Many people consider Rowling's opinions on the trans community to be offensive. Duh, J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, received criticism in June of 2020 for tweets that she posted about the trans community. Rowling retweeted an op-ed piece, discussed people who menstruate, and exposed her dissatisfaction with the fact that the article did not use the word woman. She then went on to say that if sex isn't real, the lived reality of women globally is erased, and many people would lose their ability to meaningfully discuss their lives. It doesn't at all. It doesn't at all. Adding more nuance to a topic doesn't eliminate it from existing at all. Doesn't happen. Removing topics, doing what the fascists do, that is what would actually cause that to not be, right? Doing what she wants, not including the existence of trans people that have existed as long as humans have existed, that is removing them from a conversation. But she's the attacked one. Rowling's comments received a lot of backlash from the fans and stars of the Harry Potter franchise, including Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint, and Eddie Redmayne. Radcliffe released a statement via the Trevor Project, saying that transgender women are women and that any statement in the contrary erased the identity and dignity of transgender people. Correct. Watson tweeted her support for the trans community and encouraged her followers to donate to organizations supporting trans rights. Rowling published a lengthy post on her website where she outlined, quote, 5 reasons for being worried about the new trans activism, end quote, and the use of the acronym TERF, which stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminism. Which is an interesting thing where you have feminists who are for the inclusion of women as being equal, but not trans women, right? They're for equality up to a point, right? In some ways, it's very much like Kanye West being a white supremacist. It's ridiculous, these TERFs. these like people who it's the same as like people that consider themselves moderate, right? Oh, I'm a feminist, but like not really. I'm for equality, but not for all people, right? It's like a very weird hypocrisy where they want to still put down marginalized groups, but not their specific version of marginalized groups. It's absolutely stupid. Many Harry Potter fans were disappointed and felt that Rowling's comments went against the message of the books, which promotes inclusivity and acceptance of those who are different. It actually very much does. Very much does. Although it's also a book series that Rowling is so comfortable with hate and hating certain groups that she invented hate speech for this group, for these books. She invented hate speech specifically for these stories she told. That's how connected she is to hate speech. Critics and fans have expressed concern about Rowling's involvement in the project. Media professionals and fans have criticized the decision to involve Rowling in the project, with some calling for a boycott. It is unclear whether the controversy will have any impact on the show itself. The recent game release of Hogwarts Legacy faced similar criticism for Rowling's involvement, but broke sales records. So, I don't know. Rowling released a statement expressing her commitment to preserve the integrity of her books and the new adaptation. It's like, oh man, it's like the only thing she is accomplishing by digging her heels in this way is to lose fans. Not to say, and it's an interesting thing, because on the conservative side, the ultra-religious people already consider Harry Potter specifically as the work of the devil. So she's digging in her heels to sympathize with a political stance with conservatives, which a big percentage of those conservatives consider what she does to be the work of the devil. So it's like she's already not going to be accepted by a percentage of that population that agree with her stance on transgender. But now, because she's digging in her heels, she's losing fans who don't think that any group of people should be excluded from being treated equal in this country or in this world, that humans should all have the same rights and be given the same respect as everybody else. And the idea of sex and gender is not as binary as conservatives like to pretend it is. And it isn't specific to humans. It exists in all life. And if you really want to break it down, every single man on this planet is a trans man. Started off as a woman. That is why men have nipples. Because as they grew as a fetus, they started as women, and a change happens to make their ovaries drop out and form testicles. Their insides pop out to form a dick, but they keep their little nipples. They just don't produce the mammary glands to produce milk, although some men kind of do sometimes. It is not a binary thing. Biology is far more complex than the simplicity these simple-minded people try to make it out to be. But if you're somebody who identifies as being a man, every single one of you started off as a woman. And that's literal science. But whatever. Let's talk about sources and then get out of here. Sources for the stories today: vice.com, newyorktimes.com, and hollywoodreporter.com. Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Swipe Up. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts and insights on the latest news and entertainment updates. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on YouTube in the comments, as people love to do that on YouTube. I'll see you next Thursday for more unfiltered opinions and fresh perspectives.
New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.